This is an interesting story. A woman said that her neighbor put out on display a statue that she found offensive.
What was the statue of?
It was a frog.
A frog.
About a foot tall. The frog was sitting sort of a lotus style.
Let me look at it.
Sitting. Okay, you're looking at that?
Okay.
So it's
my
sitting,
grandmother used to have something like that.
Right. It's sitting crisscross applesauce.
Uh-huh.
The frog is.
And it's holding something.
And it's holding a jar in its little froggy hands.
Uh-huh.
Flippers.
Yeah.
What do frogs have?
Flippers.
Feet. I don't know. Anyway, it's holding a jar. It's an ugly looking little frog, but it's a cute little statue. Again, it's about a foot
tall. It's not doing anything wrong.
Nope. It's not vulgar.
It's just sitting there.
She said that it scared her five-year-old daughter to death, and her daughter didn't even want to go on neighborhood walks anymore.
Mm.
So
she told her daughter, avert your eyes, kid. Look the other way.
She didn't tell her daughter to suck it up either. She went to the neighbor and said, you need to remove that. It's ugly. I don't like it, and it scares my daughter. Matter of fact, my husband doesn't like it. The husband said he thought it was weird looking, but that was about it.
He didn't care. So what did the neighbor say?
He said, it's not bothering anybody. Thanks for your opinion. I'll be leaving it there.
Okay.
She then went to the Neighborhood Homeowners Association's vice president and said, can't you do something? They said, let us get a look at it. And they said, yeah, that actually violates the HOA. They made the man remove it. They fined him. And she said she's just trying to restore peace to the neighborhood and make everybody have a nice place they can enjoy.
Okay, this statue is what, like 6 inches tall?
Maybe a foot. Maybe a foot tall.
Maybe. And it was like in his landscaping. It wasn't like out by the road.
Right. It's not like it's 8 feet tall and it's like, you know, it's not like it's lit up. It's not like it's vulgar. It's just a frog holding a jar.
Oh.
I like how her daughter was so scared of it.
That's when me personally, I would say, well, don't look at it. Look the other way. We're just going to walk on by. Ignore the frog.
It sounds like a neighborhood full of Karens. It really does. Ugh.
It's a frog.
What would you tell your daughters if they were upset about the frog?
Don't look at it. Keep walking.
Admittedly, it is weird.
But it's not the end of the world.
No, not at all.